Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2025. It is 3:01 p.m. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is the reorganization meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Huntington Review on November 27, 2024. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everyone please stand with the flag, followed by a moment of silence for our service and the victims of the New Year's Eve terrorism.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Needed. At the election held on November 6th, 2024, one three-year township committee seat was open. The Board of Cabinetiers of the Huntington County have determined Jay Wojcik was duly elected to the Township Committee. I would like to invite Assemblyman Eric Peterson to join us to perform the oath of office for Committeeman Jay Wojcik.
Does this make it official?
No, not yet.
So they can take the photographs that they need to get, right? All right. You ready?
Right hand up.
All right. You ready? All right. I, Jay Wojcik.
Jay Wojcik.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state, under the authority of the people,
under the authority of the people,
and that I will faithfully,
impartially, and justly perform all the duties of township committee member, in the township of Lebanon.
County of Huntington,
State of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Now, but actually, you can get it.
Oh, I got to sign that.
Congratulations. Roll call. Mr.
Abakowski. Here.
Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Wunder.
Here.
Mr. Wojcik.
Here.
Mr. McKee.
Here.
All right. I would like at this time now to ask for a nomination for the 2025 Lebanon Township Mayor.
I would like to nominate my friend Brian Wunder for the office of mayor.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Congratulations,
Mayor. I would like to invite Mr.
Bill Fadius to join us to perform the oath of office for Mr. Brian Wojcik.
Looks great.
Pass that to Carol.
Left hand on the Bible. Left hand on the Bible. The other left hand.
I wasn't the other one. I did it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, Brian Wunder.
I, Brian Wunder.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
Faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of Township Mayor.
Township Mayor.
In the Township of Lebanon.
Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Congratulations,
Thomas.
Thank you. Remarks by the mayor. Nomination for deputy mayor, please. I'll make that nomination.
I'll second.
Who we didn't nominate somebody?
I didn't hear.
J. Wilczek for deputy mayor. I'm looking at him.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Epstein.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
He only had eyes for Jay.
That was funny. I thought I couldn't hear it.
No, I'm looking at him, so I'm thinking my mind. You're
yeah. making Eric work today. This is good.
Good.
No days off.
Hi, Jay Wojcik. You solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
Township Deputy Mayor.
Township Deputy Mayor.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Consigliere.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the benefits of having the Italian the role. Yeah. Yeah, I always do.
Remarks by the mayor. These are my remarks. They do not reflect on the committee. They're my personal remarks. Happy Make America Great Again, New Year 2025. Cutesy time is over. I learned that from listening to the Dan Bongino show. We the people have spoken. We will not take a seat. More importantly, God has blessed us. The United States with President Donald John Trump as our next president here. Thanks be to God for Jesus, our Savior. Protect the United States of America, our allies like Israel. Amen. My role on the Township Committee, I've said it for years. We all have different skills and places on our committee. Mine has been to block evil from the seat. Courage, I believe, is contagious, and I think we have an awesome committee put together since I've been here for 15 years. Sincerely thanks to my wife, Kim, who's ill, for without her, I may not have been saved. Thank you for our guest, Assemblyman Eric Peterson. Thank you for our common sense governor candidate, Bill Spadia. I heard President Trump say common sense a few times, by the way. I think you were the first. As Republicans, we will protect those who disagree with us and our values and morals, and I think that's awesome. A special thanks to Tom McKee for him being mayor multiple times.
Thank you, Brian.
And to XOXXO, oh, that must be Beverly Fuller. and to Beverly, the four of us added together can't keep up with your professional instinct. Thank you. My basic agenda is fight, fight, fight for the security of his township's residents, then our infrastructure and our municipal properties, on security camera recording system and more. I think needs to be done as soon as we can get this going. Concerns about the dangerous trees on the roads we need to make safer. If we can't get a large grant at some point soon, the committee or by public vote should make maybe a bond funding situation, and let's get it done. First elected in 2010 on this committee, I was not welcome. It was very confrontational. I had to make it crystal clear I did not run looking for new friends, but that I was on a mission to speak for those unable or unwilling to speak for themselves. A strong foundation I have in faith, fear men not. I fear God alone. And as for bad guys, a little fun here, maybe I would fear a United States Marine or a Navy underwater diver. Thank you for your service. Or maybe Chuck Norris. Thank you to the committee and the staff, for without you I cannot do this. I've surrounded myself with people more intelligent than myself. I learned that from the Dan Bongino show. And getting a little strong here, I demand no porn in our schools or manipulation of our children. In closing, it would have to be, of course, presented to and voted by the committee. I'm going to plan on proposing a missing chair, also known as a POW/MIA chair of honor. I've been a 20-year-plus member of Rolling Thunder National, recently appointed head of security for Rolling Thunder National, and it's in my heart to get that done. And God bless Lemon Township. Thank you. Remarks by the committee.
Well, I, for one, would just love to thank Beverly for the last 2 years. She has worked like crazy to help this township. Been on top of all the issues, expressed her concern for the voters. And I think that we've got a lot done under her leadership. And I just want to thank her personally.
Oh, thank you, Abe. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
And I do wish Brian the best.
Yeah.
A very impressive speech, sir.
I'm going to try to keep it short. I don't want to keep it too long. But at first, I want you to, I got you this present as the new mayor. You, just open it real quick. You'll know what it is as soon as you open it. You need it.
Can I move?
That's true. You never know.
Yeah.
Kind of goes along with my little decorations.
Oh, that's funny. Magic 8-ball.
For the times when you just don't know what you're going to do.
I thought it was going to be maybe a, that was easy button.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That was easy.
Wait, we just got rid of that president.
We'll have to get a time.
No, his was a 1-ball. I couldn't count the eight.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just want to say it's been, I'm going to go back to what Tom summed it up at the beginning of my term, like 3 months into it. This is rough seas, and it really was, because we lost staff to retirements, we had somebody die, mm-hmm. We had people resign, and you're trying at the same time to keep business as usual moving while you don't have the staff, and you needed certain talents to do these things. So we were able to get We didn't want to just settle either. We wanted the best possible talent, and number one starts with Carolyn Budd, our clerk. She is, I don't even want to say it. Fantastic, and she is just growing in leaps and bounds every single day. It's phenomenal. I hate to even say it because I don't want somebody to poach you. So,
and she brings us chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We all, you know, Kim, everybody, Nicole, everybody in this administrative office right now is just top notch, and we still have a few more positions to place, but we've been able to keep the work going. So, you know, we have a good bench team there, too. So I think it's and the other thing is the way how cheerful everything is here. We're really a good team with decorating and trying to celebrate beyond just this mundane stuff that can be sometimes not as fun as AT&T was, let me tell you.
No?
Well, I was in advertising. It's, you know, a lot more fun than operations, so. But anyway, and I want to thank the police and fire and DPW for keeping us safe and keeping the roads good so that we're safe on the roads. I want to thank all the volunteers that gave selflessly to keep to give this town some heart, like Halloween Madness. And I'm trying to make this quick so that we don't have to get. And, you know, basically, oh, the fact that we managed to get through another budget year with a minimal tax increase, you know, for the constituents, and we paid that off our debt in July.
That's right.
So basically, we were, and I can't tell you some of the things, I can't even, some of the things that happened around here and how we laughed as we were working our way through these problems is just really funny, you know, cutting through the red tape to try to make things happen fast. And that's what I also want to say, that you guys really trusted me, because there were times where we had to make things happen fast, and we didn't have time to. Yeah, and I just said, can you just, this is one time, trust me, and you did. So it's good, and I'm really happy. This is the best committee I've ever been on. I just love it. I mean, we even have fun in executive session. Remember? Remember? All of a sudden we're trying to solve problems, and I hear somebody say, what is this, a coffee clutch? That's when you know you're having fun, when you're solving the problem.
Oh, thank
you. Let me get
on.
Aww. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's all I have to say. And I can now work behind the scenes, which is good. I can do a lot of digging for you guys.
With that being said...
Well, I have to say, Bev took the ball and ran with it.
Oh,
let's face it.
She's still running.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable work ethic. Put things together. And actually, the committee, you know, we all worked well together. And I think going forward, that's our strength.
Yeah.
Going forward. So I'm just looking forward to this year coming up, and any hurdles presented to us, I'm sure that we can handle them. Face first, we'll take care of them. So,
that's right.
I wish everyone.
We do trust you. I do talk behind your back and say, and say that you talk a lot.
I talk a lot.
I do.
No.
Yeah. Well,
I got that. I'm through. I got that through. I'm good
sometimes
now.
Sometimes you have to tell the whole story.
Brutally
so you
honest.
Get the little
I'm brutally
nuances.
Honest.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I would just like to thank the residents for their faith in me and electing me to this first position on a township committee. I promise to work for everybody, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent. Once the politics is done, I'm here for the township. I also want to reiterate, Bev, you have been absolutely fantastic for this town. And for what you've done for the township, we see what happens behind the scenes, and sausage being made is ugly, but we got it done. Same thing, Carolyn, Nicole, Kim, the police department, DPW, fire, we appreciate all of you. Even Mark, our consigliere, mm-hmm. has been fantastic for the town.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to thank Eric Peterson, who's also been very good for our township, whether you know it or not, and Bill Spadia, we'll be looking forward to when your governor giving us some relief on some of the crap that Trenton throws at us.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
So
oh.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very nice.
Well done there, everybody.
That's good. All right.
I'd like to make a motion open to public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
So moved.
Second. Oh.
Yes.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any public speakers like to come up? All right. Seeing none, make a motion, and I will to close public session.
So moved.
Roll call.
Yes.
I heard something.
Yes.
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 Yes. I'm not used to being last.
Yeah, I know. That is hard to get used to that, I know.
Okay, we got a lot of resolutions. First one will be by itself. It's number 01-2025, resolution authorizing the award of professional service contracts without competitive bidding for calendar year 2025. The only changes from last year was the addition of Laura Atwell, CPA of BKC Certified Public Accountants, Kevin Zelinski, PE of Remington and Vernick Engineering, and Peter Blasnos. Of William Strategies. That's the grant consultant. That's all. Could I have a motion approved?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have more. Resolutions. We're going to do a blanket bunch here together of resolution number 202-2025 to 202-17. There are a few things I just wanted to note in here for our attention. Would be resolution 03. 10 and 11. 03 is something new, so I want to bring that to the attention of we'll now be having a meeting the first Wednesday of every month and every month thereafter, just so everyone's on the same page. And then the other ones were change would be resolution. Number 10-2025, resolution authorizing changes in custodians of the township petty cash funds. That has been a change for the committee. And the other one would be resolution number 11-2025, resolution establish petty cash funds and change funds for the calendar year 2025. Does the committee have any comments or anything to add?
No.
No?
Everything looked in order to me.
You should. If you put it in order.
I like to say we changed. To say we our auditor was changed for the first time in, what, 24 years? That's a big step.
Well, may I have a motion to approve resolution 02-2025 all the way through?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So that would have been up to resolution number 17-2025. So now we're going to do resolution number 18-2025, resolution appointing municipal court professionals for calendar year 2025. And we did have a change in there, I believe. We had an addition, which I think that's going to be fine. And the other one was resolution 19-2025, resolution appointing emergency management coordinator for calendar year 2025. Then we have resolution number 2025, resolution appointing deputy emergency management coordinators for calendar year 2025. Also, resolution number 21-2025, resolution appointing Carolyn Budd as qualified purchasing agent for calendar year 2025. Resolution number 22-2025, resolution appointing Carolyn Budd as municipal housing liaison for calendar year 2025. And we have resolution number 23-2025, resolution appointing Carolyn Bud to the Public Safety Compliance Officer for calendar year 2025, and resolution number 24-2025, resolution appointing Carolyn Bud as a Certified Recycling Coordinator for calendar year 2025. You're pretty busy.
Yeah.
Mm. Any comments or questions on those resolutions from the committee? If not, could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 02-2025 through 17-2025.
18 through...
18. Oh, it's 18 now?
24.
Oh, that's right. You guys changed some of them. Okay.
Second.
As stated.
Yes.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Moving ahead here. Resolution number 25-2025. Resolution appointing statewide insurance fund commissioner for fund year 2025. Resolution number 26-2025. Resolution appointing risk management consultant for fund year 2025. Does the committee have any comments or corrections? If not, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next, we're going to have our 2025... appointments. We're going to have first our annual one-year appointments: Deputy Clerk Kimberly Jacobus, Municipal Housing Liaison Calvin Budd, OEM Deputy Coordinator Robert Plimpton, OEM Deputy Coordinator Ken Burke, Public Agency Compliance Officer Carolyn Budd, Recycling Coordinator Carolyn Budd, Zoning Officer John Fleming. We'll do these all together, I believe, unless somebody has a question coming up. Boards and committees and commissions: Board of Health, one-year term, Thomas McKee, Abe Abakowski, Brian Wunder, Jay Wilczek, Beverly Kohler, Eric Brandemeyer, Patricia Payne, and Carolyn Budd. Historians, one-year term, Lori Hoffman, Victor Hoffman, Nina Savino, Susan Donovan, Maria Nacarado, Lou Baldino. Oh, I'm not sure if I have that right.
Baldino.
Jeannie Lang, Army Silver, and Mary Garapola.
Garapoli.
Poli. Library Commission, one-year term, Jan Gibbous, Barbara O'Rourke, Lane Ryan, Debbie Bernardo, Dawn Peterman, Victor Hoffman, and Patty Wentz. Park Committee, one term also. Joanne Letters, Kimberly Jacobus, Greg Cahill, Anthony Confortini, Douglas Springer, Drew Plama, Hunter Cryan, and Kate Monaghan. We have a vacancy for our representative to our one-year term for SWAC. Muskegon River Management, one-year term, is Nancy Lawler. We're going to need another alternate for that because we had somebody who has moved out of the township. I'm sorry. That's the wrong. Sharon Pessinger. I have my Sharons mixed up. So that's, I'll repeat it. Muskegon River Management Council, one-year term, Nancy Lawler, Sharon Pessinger. Ag Advisory Committee, one-year term, Adam Ambielli, Al Nagy, Gary Mikowski. Planning Board members, Class 3, Abe Albakowski, one-year term, expires 12/25. Board of Adjustment members, Class 4, Matt Walls, four-year unexpired term, expires 12/28. Class 4 again, Karen Zaliski.
Zatika.
Four-year term expires 12/28. Class 4 alternate 1, Brandon Staten, two-year term expires 12/26. And we have a Class 4 vacant four-year term that expires 12/28. That's a group. Planning board members?
Want to take a motion on that?
We have to take a vote.
It's yes.
Committee votes on all of those.
Yeah.
Take a motion on those.
Together. No?
I would take a motion on all those appointments.
Up to that point?
Yes.
Okay. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint all of the boards, committees, and commissions that the township committee has to vote on to appoint. That's the Board of Health, the historians, the library commission, the park committee, the SWAC, the Musconetcong River Management Council, the Ag Advisory Committee, the planning board members class 3, and the Board of Adjustment members class 4. And that's it.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Planning board members. Class 1, Beverly Kohler, one-year term expires 12/25. Class 2, Michael Falconeri, one-year term expires 12/25. Class 4, Linda Ryan, four-year term expires 12/28. Class 4, Chris Potaski, chair, four-year term expires 12/28. And a Class 2, alternate 1, Karen Zatika again. Two-year term expires 12/26. Do you want me to do this individually?
These are your appointments.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, can I have a motion on that?
No, you don't need it. These are the mayor appointments.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're in the big chair.
You know what happens?
I used to say, I appoint you.
Is this good, Bev? All good?
Pretty
all
powerful. Good?
Yes.
I'm going to call you Alex.
Yes.
Okay. Recreation member Laramie Silver, five-year term expires 12/29. Member Tom Childers, five-year expired term expires 12/29. And we have a two-year vacancy for a member alternate 2 that would expire 12/26. Let me mark that. Environmental Open Space Commission, we're going to end up having two vacancies. So right now what we have is member Nancy Lawler, three-year term expires 12/27. Then we have the liaison 2025 liaison roles and positions. Dave Abakowski.
Did we do the planning board yet?
Yes.
Yes.
You did it as a group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you did the planning board first.
Okay.
Abe Abakowski, administration, organizational strategy and development, HR policies and procedures, municipal coordinator, Hunter County Senior Services, planning board class 3, and Sony. Beverly Kohler, administration, operations role, finance, insurance, legal matters, local schools, planning board class 1, committee member McKee, COA, DPW at buildings and grounds, engineering, environmental open space commission, Highlands Council, historians, museum, deputy mayor Wojcik, fire department, IT, library, park committee, Recreation Commission. Mayor Wonder, I give myself food pantry. Municipal Court, Police Department, Emergency Management, FEMA, Relocation Officer, Veterans Haven, and Food Pantry. We have a motion to approve appointments.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. All right. With that, we're going to go back to our second public comment, which years ago we did not have a second public comment. And when I was mayor in 2012, we made that change. We felt that was the fairest to the public. So we wouldn't vote on something with no public comment before and after to give them a better opportunity to express themselves. So with that, I'll make the motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 This is pretty good. We usually have people coming up storming us with torches and
rubber bands, please. Well, seeing none,
must be doing something right.
I'll make a motion.
Or you're having a meeting 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Roll call.
Yes.
You're supposed to be consigliere.
Okay.
Oh, AJ. Say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Right, thank you. With that, we have to go into a short executive session, which is resolution number 27-2025, resolution authorizing executive session. We're going to talk about contract negotiations and personnel. There may be action taken when reconvening in the regular session, possible adoption of resolution number 29-2025, authorizing shared service agreement for CFO with Andover.
So you need a motion to adopt the resolution to recess and to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 27-2025 to go into executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
The panic button. Is it under here, Bev? Right,
you're on. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's over there.
Oh, okay.
You're on, Brian.
Okay, I have a motion to reconvene into public session.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so we're going to take action. Now, you amended this resolution?
You did, Mr. Mayor.
Would you like to...
You need a motion to adopt the resolution authorizing. What's the resolution?
28-2025.
Right. What is it?
28-2025.
28 or 29? No, 20. We took one out. 28-2025. It's slightly amended, so you want to have a motion to adopt the 28-2025
as amended.
Mm-hmm. What's the amendment?
What was it, 40 hours a week?
We deleted some of the language that specifically stated what the salary amount was included in the original.
So with the amendment spoken by the attorney, could we have a motion to approve resolution number 28-2025?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Mm. Beautiful.
Motion to adjourn.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good.
Sound good.